here in the afternoon with Jayla Murray. That's from TikTok. Well, you've been a from looking into what you do, you're also an actress
Yes.
and entertainer, but most of people would recognize you from TikTok, which you've been getting a lot of following out of that. I think when I started taking TikTok seriously, you might have been one of the first people I followed.
Oh, seriously? That's dope.
Well, I guess it was at a time where all I saw were just two political sides fighting over each other, seeing which one is cooler. And then here comes this beautiful lady twerking like crazy. And then, would you
Oh
do that
God.
so much? I was like,
No, I don't.
you really like your butt, do you?
No, okay, listen. There's times when there is, those days I do that, and then there's times when it's just like, no. 'Cause a lot of people actually were like, "Oh, you do that a lot." It's not really often as you would think from the screens.
Or maybe TikTok just likes that, because that's more what TikTok gives me. Like every time I go to following, it's always that it's either WAP or that song that I hear obsessively on TikTok all the time from Megan Thee Stallion. You have like several different versions, which I mean I get it. Like that song is just so popular, and also it's like some sort of hypnotizing condition. Every time someone listens to Megan Thee Stallion, they just gotta break out those cheeks. In fact, if you wanted to rob a bank, you wouldn't even need to get a mask, or well, preferably get a mask open so nobody knows that you came in and stole money. But then the other thing is you would be playing Meg the Stallion's whatever the heck that song was called, and just everybody in the bank would just stop and twerk. Like they would be too busy twerking to even notice someone snuck in and stole $1,000. And you just need to have your.
What's so crazy is that when it first came out, I was just like, I wasn't into it. I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't really like, oh, I was just like, but this isn't that I don't I'm no, I wasn't liking it at all. So like now I'm just like, okay, it's kind of it's getting to me, because I'm still in a moment where I'm just like, no, this isn't the song I want to listen to, but it still is pretty good.
Okay. I mean, to me, I'm not into most of the songs that are on TikTok, but I hear them all the time. Like, and you know what? I'll give the TikTok, because some of these songs I don't even know about. And there is a couple of them I would get curious as to see the whole, because in TikTok, you only have like 30 seconds or a minute of the song. You don't have the entire music. And usually you'd see like 15 seconds long, so I would look, go like, I've never heard this song. What the heck is this song about? And then I would listen to the song and be like, okay. I don't think there was a song on TikTok that really grabbed me yet. And then mainly it's either been Meg Thee Stallion, it's been from musicals like Hamilton and
Oh
the
yeah,
prom and everything, Jingle
definitely.
Jangle.
A lot of songs, a lot of songs actually, gets like it takes like you have to do something really dope for me to be like hop on it, because like everybody, of course, when you see a trend, everybody hops on and they do the same thing, but then it's like it gotta be something like a totally different one. Like, okay, yeah, I want to do this one. Like, this is the one. Most times, any other trend, I'm just like, I'm gonna let everybody else do it. If it's not really something, popping that catches my eye, I'm like,
Yeah. Well, I mean, you seem to participate, because you, besides those two songs, like the thing is, I would be on TikTok enough to recognize a soundbite, because so many people use it. And there are so many of your videos you've done, like your own soundbites and everything, or not own soundbites, you've done soundbites that were popular. I'm sure you also have videos of your own as well. I even checked out your YouTube. Where that's how I found out you were an actress, or you still are. But I think that's cool that people really, and I know just how people are. I mean, hey, if you show that butt, that's going to get some views.
No.
Embrace the booties.
I mean, I definitely think, at this past year, a lot of people have embraced that. I think that. No, seriously, a lot of
No,
people,
I
honestly.
know. I just funny just even thinking about it. It's like, hey, this is a pandemic where people are getting sick of
yeah,
out of the disease and getting stuck in your house. So what do? You just twerk, just shake that booty around.
I mean, if you're bored and, you know, you don't have nothing to do, you do what you can.
Well, it is a workout. I mean, if you're like me, definitely, you're sitting and a lot. Okay, so I guess in a way I get it. And hey, you know what? There are a lot of people making money off of OnlyFans, which that's another thing I found out. You have an OnlyFans page.
I do, but it's under construction right now. So, which
means, you know what? Screw this. Because I get it.
I thought about it and I was like, you know what?
Well, I mean, you should love your image. There are people who they express it that way or they don't.
Right.
That's another thing with TikTok. I've seen a lot of body positivity, or at least people with different body forms. Now, some of them would also get bullied. I mean, it's not all good news for them. Hopefully you've not had that yourself. I know TikTok has its issues. That's what I've been hearing from these creators.
You know, I'm starting this year, like everything can come down to this year where I'm just like starting to like love everything and just like not care too much about a lot of things. So like this year I've learned to just like not just love it, but just empower it and just like be okay with it, because a lot of people is not okay with how they look, whether it's the stomach or the butt or the chest or the legs. And some people don't really take that into consideration. Like, I'm fine with the way I look and just not worry about if this person looks this skinny or this person looks this big, whatever. So I think that's where it comes from when you say I dance a lot, because I'm starting to learn that it's okay to look how I look and not be like shy away from it type. So
no, you were a beautiful woman. I mean, like, I would not even get the idea behind people saying, oh, she is not my type, or which I'm sure you don't go on TikTok looking to date people. That's not the platform. Maybe Tinder. I've never tried Tinder, but
I didn't try that either.
No, but I mean, it's not about all the, I mean, that's the thing is when you go on TikTok, that's something to address, because there's a lot of that. And another thing is, now you mentioned also loving your image, which I mean you should, but also the other thing I hear from a lot of TikTok creators, mainly Black TikTok creators, is that they would get either content ID'd or their videos would get taken down a lot, and they would just deal with a lot of really cruddy things. Now, your videos, you're all about having fun. Like, you don't have videos about talking about political topics or talking about race issues. Yeah. Which, I mean, that is all up to you, of course. But
I try not to get too into, like, there's people that talk about that, and then there's people that just want to, you know, entertain and have fun and do that. And don't get me wrong, I have no problem talking about those issues, but my goal isn't to address that. My goal is to either have you smiling or feeling something at the end of the day when you leave my page. So it's not to, like, oh, I'm not going to talk about this because this is not me. I don't want to talk. No, it's just like, I want to be on the entertaining side. So it's like, that is for someone else. If they want to talk about that and the race and everything like that, that's cool. Because I love people who actually addresses that more than just the shy away from it. So I think that it's cool that other people is doing it too. Instead, you know.
Well, I even understand people who don't want to get involved. Like, I've interviewed Black creators. It's like, you know what, that's not for me, or it just would stress me. And I would get it, because once you get involved in that, I mean, the risk you take is a lot of hate from the internet.
It is.
Some people get death threats. So, I mean, you make the choices you want when you go on there, what you feel is best for you. And I don't think there's anything wrong of just deciding that that's just not your thing to talk about. But I mean, at the same time, you also should have that freedom to speak up if there's anything in your life that is
reflected. Oh, definitely. If there's an issue where I feel like I need to speak on it, I will definitely address it then and there. And I won't just wait. You know, some people wait for a while and like, oh, I'm gonna wait. And so it piles up and piles up. I'm not really like that. Like, if it's an issue, I want to address it then and there. And then, like, leave it alone after that. We're not going to talk about it anymore. We're not going to, you know, deal with that. But I'm going to just write then and there, so it won't have to go any further.
No.
But so far, I don't think it hasn't been where it's been, like, really bad where I'm just like this comments and this floods of like hate and stuff. I haven't got that. And I hope I don't get to that point. But you know, there is gonna be people that's not gonna like what you say or you to do or your opinions. And that's fine. That's, you know, that's their opinion. So
I think it's just horny people distracted by butts. So I think you're gonna be fine if you just do more of that.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's though good that you've I joke about the butt thing, but I mean, you've done videos outside of that. A lot of them being lip syncing off of these different audio skits and everything, which is something I'm not terribly good at myself. Every time I do that, I just like, you know what, I'm going to just skip the whole need of trying to lip sync this dialogue right. And just act as silly as possible. But you really put that yourself into that, just like, hey, you want, here's something I think would be fun to reenact. Because another thing is, you are an actress who got into the business with no, if I have this right, with no degree, not degree, but like no, what do you call it?
Agent.
Well, I mean, there's that. But you were able to just walk right into it. Or
yeah,
kind of.
It's really hard because when you come from like, because like I said, like I don't know if a lot of people know this actually, but I've been like trying to, I was out getting into the acting industry and all that stuff since I was, you know, trying to do this since I was like 11, 10 years old. So when you're constantly trying to go through with it and like go all the way through and not have, you know, no help, because you know you're doing it by yourself and you're trying to, you know, get everything into this, is really, really hard. And people think that, oh, you're supposed to just hop on this and do this right then and there, and then it takes a lot of work and stress and progress, but eventually you'll get it. So it's really hard, but I'm definitely still pushing for like the best, and like even if it takes just me or if it takes my family or whatever the case may be, you know, it is what it is. So
is this your day job or do you have something else to juggle as well?
You know, I'm working on that, and you know, I have other things that I'm working on, and just like I'm trying to do a lot right now. So okay. Like whether it's with clothes and stuff, so it's just a lot that I want to do and working on. So yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, at least that you are able to have a job and have money. Yeah. That's important. Because I know acting in this phase with COVID is especially complicated.
It is.
So I would get that at this time, it would be hard to even find roles. Because the indie actresses I've talked to, they've been doing sort of social distancing or taking advantage of the whole quarantine and making little films out of that. But as far as like bigger productions that originally intended for people to gather in person, which that's what most of the productions I would assume would be, and even especially on an indie scale. And I saw that, I haven't seen like your acting reel yet as far as like the sort of performances you've done.
I'm so sorry.
What?
Oh, I'm just saying like if you hear a noise in the background, I'm so sorry.
I don't hear any noise.
Oh, okay, cool. That's great.
Okay, yeah, all right. You know, I have a cat somewhere around here, so maybe she'll meow, but okay. I don't hear anything but you.
Okay, because I'm just like, I hear it, and I'm just like, I hope he doesn't hear this, so, okay.
All right, what do you have going on back there?
No,
what are you doing?
Like in a...
no, I joked like about outside. Illegal stuff, but do you have something to tell me?
No, God, no. No, just like outside and stuff, you know. So I just like, I'm hoping he doesn't hear it.
Outside, legal, no. No, I saw screens of things that you performed, and I haven't seen your actual reel yet, but I do know that you already have performed, you've been already enrolled in a few things, but how are you trying to... that's something I'd be like okay, well, hey, you know what, as long as things are going well over there and that firefighter police car,
so sorry.
You never know.
I don't even know what is going on.
Okay, you must live in a really crazy neighborhood then. It's just something stuff going on outside.
Yeah.
Which, hey, you know what? I live out in the middle of nowhere, so nothing ever happens over here, which some say is a blessing. To me, yeah, now it's a blessing. I would love
the quiet.
Yeah, yeah. While COVID is here, I'd rather people not be here. Yeah. But when COVID is gone, I'm going to be like, okay, I need to get out there. Where's the next firefighter? Well, actually, that's not even what I look for. okay, get me to the next police chase. Get me to the next crazy activity going on. No.
I really don't know what's going on, though. It's crazy because this is a lot today. I hope everyone's okay.
All right. Well, you better protect yourself. Fortify the house, the walls. You don't know. It might be...
Yeah.
It might be the Lucky Charms versus the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and they're gonna be which one's more magically delicious. There was actually an evil. Not, why am I saying evil? Now I'm making this sound like a comic book movie mixed with an infomercial. Okay, I just spun out of control here because
I was just listening. I'm like, I'm gonna listen. I'd rather, you know.
No. How do you even try to find acting roles now? Like, how is that for you?
As of right now, there is this, I want to say website, but it's also an app too, because you can get on an app too. But like, I use a website. It works better for me. It's called Actor Access. And it tells me what roles that they have available. And if I'm like applicable for it, like it tells me what they have, the director, this is the most
you know, lady, I just feel scared for you because hearing all that coming
this is the most they've been loud today, and it's really
I feel like your house is gonna go on fire, so you better like look at after your appliances and your little brother, because I saw in your YouTube videos you got family members you like to do videos with. But
yeah. Like I was saying, there's this the website, and it tells you the director, the role that they want you to play, what the script basically is, well, the story is gonna be about, if it's a TV show, the production, all that stuff. And then you can just easily apply to it, and you know, simple. It's really simple like that. Like some people say, like, oh, is it that simple? It can be, and sometimes it can't, because then after that you have to audition and stuff like that. So of course, but to apply for, of course, is you just, you know, look things up and you apply for it.
And have you, so with all this said, have you had roles like, say you get accepted, what happens next?
If you get accepted, 9 times out of 10, they're going to either email you or call you and tell you that they want to see more of you and they want to audition. And because of the whole COVID situation, of course, you will probably have to audition through Zoom or anything like that and, you know, go further from there, you know, whether they like you or not. So far, I haven't been trying to work, honestly, because of the whole COVID thing. Also because production haven't been really, you know, going too much into it. So I really been like they have been filming where I'm at, but I'm just like, I'm not trying to, you know, get into that right now. I'm just trying to be on the safe side. So
yeah,
I'm definitely just like staying away from that until probably like next year. I want to start more, you know, into it more again. But as of right now, I'm just like, you know, letting it drift off and, you know, the end of this year.
What about things that are sort of accommodating it, like animation, for example, something, as you, when you mentioned doing auditions for Zoom, that's what some sort of independent filmmakers have tried, or at least they've made their own creations out of. There are some web series or movies that are based around Zoom or just based around a couple people together. Have you been able to find any projects like that? Or if not, have you been able to find a way to, if say there's something you want to work on to make sure, like, when the time comes right and everything is just safe again, whenever that is, that you are ready for any sort of in-person role?
I actually have, you know, had an offer like that before, but I wasn't too sure about it. So I kind of like backed off from it because I don't think it was really my thing. Like, you know, when you get offered something and they offer you a relevant role or just like to be a part of it, you have to see if you're actually, you know, into it. And I don't think I really was into it, so I just didn't do it. But if I did get offered anything, like as of right now, and I actually like it and I would like to, you know more about it, then I probably would, you know, get into it. But so far I haven't got offered anything again yet. So yeah, but when it comes, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay. For the roles that you have received, like for those who don't know, what sort of acting roles have you been what sort of shows or commercials or whatever you've been featured in the past?
I did actually two shows. I did one show which was called Red Line, which was on CBS. It's a really good show. I've watched it, and so far I don't think they had one season though. I don't think they got picked up for a second season. And I also got into a show called The Chi. And that was pretty cool because I ended up getting to meet Lala Anthony and Jacob Lattimore, which was really dope. And, you know, the team and the roles that I did, it was pretty simple. You know, you're in the crowd and stuff like that. And sometimes you get camera time, sometimes you don't. Me personally, I got good camera time, which was really dope because you could see me in the camera. So that was really cool. And, you know, it's really fun, you know. You meet new people, you meet new friends, and you see how everything works if you've never actually been into, you know, that type of the acting world. You see how it is, and it's really dope. Like, it's cool, you know. And you see yourself on TV, so it's like, oh my God, like, I'm on TV and stuff, so it's really cool.
I was listening to everything you were saying. It's just that the firefighter was coming.
Oh, you heard.
Yes. I didn't. It was almost like a bomb was dropping, and I just looked at you. I was like, okay, you need to get a cover.
It wasn't that loud over here though. That's what was crazy. It wasn't that loud like the last one was. So okay.
I was able to hear it. I was like, is she gonna be all right? Do you need to move out? Like, is this a safe neighborhood?
As long as they didn't come to where I'm at, I think I'm safe.
Okay. So okay, that's
good. Didn't come to where I'm at, so I'm safe.
Okay, that's really good to know.
Yeah.
Now with acting roles, and I'm not trying to bring up the reason I even bring up the falling thing is because of the last actress I've talked to, where she's mentioned, I wouldn't call it being sidelined, but she knows that she's been given a lot of roles where her character was just kind of a walk-on, like, cameo appearance, and she hasn't received a role where she got to be someone that really speaks to her, or being able to kind of be more her. Like, for example, she's taken roles where she's like a nurse in a scene, and that would may or may not make it to the actual show or movie. And then another where she's playing a cop. Like, she would play all these extras. Holy crud.
I don't know. It's like today was like the day to do this. I don't understand. I don't get it. They was like, they knew what was going on today.
Yeah, they probably looked at it and was like, what are you doing with that white boy? We're going to have to interrupt your program.
Yeah, because apparently they want to do this today. Like, this is... It was so quiet before I got on this. Like, before I got on here, it was so quiet. Like, I'm telling you, it was so quiet. You would think that I'm lying because it was so quiet.
No,
like,
I believe you. I believe you. It's just the
I don't know. TV.
I'll tell you, I've had interviews where I was just constantly interrupted by my cat. So everybody's got their noise disruptions.
Yeah.
But do you have that feeling as an actress? I hope you don't have those situations where they just feel like, you know what, we're gonna put you as this walk-on, or hey, we don't feel like casting you because we're looking for someone, you know, like, I hope you haven't run into those situations.
I haven't so far. The roles that I have, it's like they need me. So it's not like, oh, we're not gonna need you for this part. Or so far the stuff that I've done, they was like, yeah, we need you in this clip and we need you to look this way. Like I've been directed for those type of roles, but you know, I'm always grateful to have something, yeah. You know, it's grateful to have something to be a part of anything. But you know, if some things don't really work in your favor, then you have to just, you know, let it go. But I'm grateful that the roles that I did have, they worked out pretty good. And, you know, I got to be, you know, to do what I was supposed to do and stuff like that. So.
Well, no, it's not that they aren't grateful. Actually, I remember two actors of color who've talked to me about this. It isn't that them being ungrateful, just that they feel like they have more trouble getting larger roles because of the color of their skin. And oh, yeah. I don't know if you've run into that issue yourself.
I don't think I had an issue, because most times when you do apply to roles, when you see roles and anything like that, and they tell you, oh, this will be fit for you, it tells you what ethnicity they want you to be. They tell you what's the role and how they want you to look. So if you think you fit that description, then of course you apply to it. But if it's like, oh, we're looking for a white male that's, you know, looking short or tall, it's like I'm not gonna apply to that because I don't fit that description. But if they say they're looking for a short black girl that looks very young, I'm apply to it because I look the role. So it's like you have to be careful to make sure you're not just applying to any role, but to make sure that you fit that character, so therefore they can also pick you for it. Because if you apply to something that you don't fit, most likely they're gonna just look past you.
Yeah, no, that I understand. It's just something I even try to think about because of the stuff going on in Hollywood and like a diversity and roles. It just I was wondering kind of how it all works in the indie scene. I guess it's different because you're from New York, right?
Oh no, Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't really know much about what.
No, it was just like, oh, yeah, I want to go to New York. No, but I'm from Chicago.
Well, I mean, I only assume New York because of all the background noise, because I would figure all that distractions probably because it's so busy, but you just live in that neighborhood.
No, Chicago.
Okay, I will get it right. But no, I've been to Chicago. I've been down there. Now I'm gonna be nerdy for a second.
Okay.
But when I was a little kid, it was when I was in Chicago, I saw just a giant Pokemon kite, and I felt like as a little kid we really needed it. I don't think we ever got it, but one of the cases was, for some reason, that's the thing I remember the most about Chicago.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, you know. Yeah. A lot of people think that, a lot of people just love the, you know so much about the whole downtown situation and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, Chicago is pretty cool. It's just, you know, you don't want to be here when it's cold. That's, you know, it's not fun. It's not fun at all.
Well, here in Texas, it gets cold and that doesn't snow. So maybe that is
true. I wish it didn't snow. I wish.
Okay, yeah. So you hate snow.
I do. I hate it. It actually snowed today. Like.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But it luckily wasn't a lot. It wasn't like, it's not on the ground where you can, like, it's a lot. So, but trust me, it's coming. So, you know.
Yeah, over here, it would snow, but we'd forget about it because it would be gone in a day.
Yeah, I wish it could be gone like that.
Okay, well I mean, hey, there's a filmmaking scene in Texas, so there are independent film festivals that show off movies, and
I would love to work in an independent film. So it's like, it's, I want to say it's kind of hard to work in those type of films, but you know, you have to, like I say, when it comes to stuff like that, you have to make sure it's the right one, like, you know, it's just like perfect for you and fits you and what you want to work with and how you want to do things. So
well I mean, and I was what I meant is not even just independent films, but even a short film or a mini series. They have things for that too, the Dallas Video Fest, of course, and even the Den Black Film Festival every January. So What the other thing you have, so you got your TikTok, you got your OnlyFans, you said you're kind of so-so about. That's, hey, everybody's got to make their money.
Yeah.
And your acting career that you said is on hold. But then you also have your YouTube channel, which the other thing I noticed on your YouTube channel is it's been a little bit since you've made a YouTube video.
Yeah, I just, I feel like with YouTube, it's a win-lose situation because it's like some days I'm like, okay, I think I should make a YouTube video. And then it's like, you have to really be into it. Like with TikTok and YouTube, people say, oh, it's kind of like the same thing. It kind of is, but it's like, takes like you're making 30 to a minute videos. YouTube, you have to make over like a 10 minute video, and well, you have to edit that and then like put it at, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of work in YouTube. It's a lot, and you have to be like mentally and like ready to do that. And like, I just, with the editing, it's hard. It's not hard, but it's like, it's so much. You have to depend on it. Like, say if I film today and I want to post Friday, I would have to like hurry up and edit like by today, like to get it by Friday, because it's like, it depends on how long it is. I'd be making like 20 minute videos. That's a long time to edit, to like get to 9 minutes. Like, that's a lot. So it's like, it's just a lot. You have to, you know, I do want to go back to it though. I want to, you know, get back into it.
Well, get your little brother to edit for you. Be like, here you go. Time to edit. What is this? He loves that. What's this Premiere Pro? Okay, do I move this thing? Do I move that thing? What do I do next?
Yeah, definitely. I do want to do more with him too, though, because he wants to. But, you know. Well,
fulfill his dreams. Come on. How old is he? Like, he wants to be the next whatever star. You got to let him live.
Yeah.
Can a guy live?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I will definitely, you know, think about that again and get it going again. Now that you mentioned it, so, you know, you make me want to do it again. So thank you.
Well, that's my goal. I'm here to encourage you to be you, to love yourself definitely, and to keep being you. And at least you have TikTok to keep you going while you have your main job. And where the heck is filling your time up? Hopefully not overstressing. It's not working you down. You're still happy. You're still ready to do other things besides twerking. I know there's other videos you make.
Yeah. You know,
everybody twerks. That's just the human nature. Even my cat. If my cat listened to Meg the Stallion or whatever her name is, she'll probably twerk. And I don't think anybody wants to see that.
I would actually, it's not funny, but I would like to see that because I want to know how she does that.
I wake up with my cat's butt in my face sometimes, so I don't think you want to see a cat twerk. It's just because she's laying on me and then she decides to get up and I'm like, okay, I don't need to see that. Yeah. Like those weird people out there that say, hey, we need cat butt holes in kids cartoons, and I'm like, I don't think you do want that because they're not fun to look at.
I've never heard that they said that.
You'd be surprised.
Oh god, you're right, because a lot of people they say and want, you know, weird things, so, you know,
well, it's also the sense of realism is like, hey, you know what, a cat's supposed to have that there.
Yeah,
I don't know,
that's how it is, like toy babies and stuff, like it's too realistic.
I have so much fun talking to you because you are a wonderful
thank you. I actually have fun talking to you, so
of course,
like laughter, full of laughter.
That is what I came to get, because there are so many wonderful diverse creatives that just, even if they are smiling, just keep smiling to encourage themselves to keep going. There is one other thing. Now, you haven't had any of your TikTok videos flagged, because I brought that up before. That's what some Black creators are going through, is their content is being removed. Some of them aren't even related to politics. Like, some of them are just making a happy video and then they get removed for bullying or harassment. And you haven't run into that.
I think I have. If I scroll, I think I have like a couple. Like, actually, no, it is one. I have one. where I did, I think of either a duet or something like that with this guy, and we were like on the fake FaceTime or whatever, and they actually was like, oh, it's a community guideline. I'm just like confused, because I think I still actually have it up. And I'm just like, it wasn't like we were doing anything. We was actually like pretending like we were on the phone. So I was like, I'm still confused. Like, why did they take it down? And why did they say it was community guidelines? Like, I can understand if it's like nudity or something, which I don't do on my TikTok. So like, I get it if it's something like that. But if it's like a regular video and I'm not like doing anything wrong, I didn't get it. So I can understand if I like posted something that's nude or something like that. I'm like, okay, I get it, take it down. But if it's just me like doing a duet with the person and you flagging for it, what did I do? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. So TikTok just recently updated their guidelines. And yeah. I don't know if that's going to solve the problem that some Black creators are dealing with. And I say some because oddly enough, I would watch some Black TikTok creators with over 100,000 followers, and they would not run into this issue once, and they would be hardcore into politics and also talking about race issues, and they've never had their videos taken down. So it's like, I don't know what's going on with this. Is it an algorithm bug? Is it picking or choosing which videos
it? Yeah, it could be. No. It could be like depending on how many followers, because you know sometimes if it's small creators, they can like, it's easy for them to spot the issue. Well, if it's they're a big creator, it's like, okay, they probably surpassed it. But you know, most times a lot of people get flagged is because they don't want like the Black creators to talk about issues that actually matter or issues that's actually being taken place. So yeah.
Well, that's something. I hope things work out with that in due time. But anyway, Leigh, okay, here comes my interruption. Hoops, what are you doing? Okay, I don't feel safe because she's like on the edge over there. You can't see, but she's like peeking out of the between the bars. It looks like she could jump. I don't know. Anyway. So Jayla Murray is where do people find you on all the platforms?
Well, because I try to keep everything as one name, but so far my Instagram is The Official Jayla Marie. My TikTok is Official Jayla Marie. My Facebook, I have a Facebook, which is The Official Jayla Marie too. And I have Snapchat. You can also give me on Snapchat at Jayla Marie 2.0. So, oh yeah, and YouTube, Jayla Marie Vids. So yeah.
Okay. Well, do you put them together in a link tree and all that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. There you have it. And this is on Pond Express. Several podcast. If you own an audio posting podcast platform, we're on that under Pond Express. And then Facebook, Pond Express, Instagram, Pond Express, Twitter at ChasePond64, and TikTok at Pond Express. I even upload like tiny little clips of these interviews on there. And in just a couple of days, this Saturday, we're going to have our virtual holiday party, which everybody's invited, including you. Everybody is invited. Yay. Oops, you're invited. Where do you go? Okay, I don't know. But so what this is it's going to be streamed on Twitch. Okay. And although they can either play, interact on Twitch or do it through Discord, but it's going to be from 1 to 7 CST. And it's going to be us having fun telling jokes, holiday stories, making holiday crafts, and then going into lots of multiplayer gaming from all the things that anybody can get into, regardless of how deep of a gamer you are, things like Jackbox, Among Us, and Use Your Words, things that are like Quizmania stuff that you can play on your phone. But yeah, if you are around for that, or anybody's around for that, that is, once again, December 19th from 1 to 7 p.m. You can message me for the Discord invite, or you could tune into twitch.tv/Hermione617. So, Leigh, I just hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you.